presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 14, 7 o'clock America New York. Renting clothes was supposed to be the future of fashion. Then shoppers got bored. Rent the Runway and Stitch Fix are adapting their business models to retain consumers as needs and tastes have changed. Copyright. Andrew Kelly, Reuters. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 14, 7 o'clock America New York, Chevy Blazer troubles add to GM's EV growing pains. General Motors halted sales of the new SUV, citing software problems. The automaker also has had issues with its other new electric vehicles. Copyright, Jim Lowe Scalzo, Shutterstock.
Global Economy.
January 14, 7 o'clock America New York, immigration crackdowns are good politics but bad economics. Leaders should be wary of curbing the force that helped save the world economy in 2023.
Global Economy.
January 14, 7 o'clock America New York, Atlanta Fed boss warns U.S. progress on inflation is likely to slow. Rafael Bostic believes rates need to stay on hold until at least summer to prevent prices from rising again.
Global Economy.
January 14, 7 o'clock America New York, how fast is China's economy growing? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
New York Times Business.
January 14, 5 o'clock America New York, how to win more games than anyone. At 70, Tara Vanderveer will soon be the most successful college basketball coach of all time. She believes in experimentation, asking for help, and the art of the controlled meltdown. Copyright, ENC.
New York Times Business.
January 14, 3 o'clock America New York, a few words about Netflix's success. Vivid. Snappy. Tags. The descriptive tags that the streaming service runs near each title, like, slick, for the show, Suits, have proved crucial to getting people to click play. Copyright. Zipung Zhu.
Daily FX Market News.
January 14, 1 o'clock America New York, US dollar forecast, reversal possible, setups on Euro, USD, USD, JPY, GBP, USD. This article explores the week ahead outlook for the US dollar, examining important catalysts that could guide the performance of key currency pairs such as Euro, USD, GBP, USD and USD, JPY.
Global Economy. January 14, 00 America New York, German insolvencies set to rise as COVID aid ends and economy stagnates. Well-known companies including Galleria Karstadt Kaufhof and Brie have filed for insolvency this year. Global Economy.
January 14, 00 America New York, a grand bargain on the next EU budget is possible. The need for boldness didn't pass with the bloc's post-pandemic recovery fund.
BBC News Business. January 13, 2143 America New York, Boeing's commitment to safety in the spotlight. After a door plug blew off one of its planes, questions are being asked about how seriously Boeing undertakes safety. BBC News Business.
January 13, 2113 America New York, I had £3,000 stolen via WhatsApp job scam message. There's been a huge rise in the amount of money being stolen via recruitment scam text and WhatsApp messages.
BBC News Business.
January 13, 2032 America New York, Fujitsu Japan remains tight-lipped on the post office scandal. In Fujitsu's home market, hardly anyone had heard of the Horizon scandal until this week. New York Times Business.
January 13, 1649 America New York, Quaker Oats recalls more products over potential salmonella contamination. Several cereals, granola bars, and other snack foods were recalled in December. The company added more products to the list this week. Copyright, BWM Infinity, via Shutterstock. Various Quaker Oats products, including granola bars, were added to a recall from December over concerns about potential salmonella contamination.
Global Economy.
January 13, 1621 America New York, John Kerry to retire as top U.S. climate negotiator. The former presidential nominee and Secretary of State will reportedly help Biden's re-election campaign.
Marginal Revolution.
January 13, 1447 America New York, Matt Iglesias on the soft landing. I think that's part of the explanation of the soft landing. Back during the inflationary spurt in 2022, nominal wages were growing very rapidly. The public sector struggles in that kind of situation, because it has much less flexibility to offer opportunistic wages or to pay new hires differently from old hires.